for life engineering, processes that combine science, wisdom, and spirituality to build a life of alignment. Joining Dr. Pat is your host, Gabriella Embon, bringing you bi-weekly wisdom nuggets, your step-by-step guidance to build a life of no regrets. Stay tuned as they uncover powerful processes for you to realize your true potential. Are you ready for some magic wisdom? Life engineering starts now.
Hey, everyone. Oh, my goodness. Welcome to the show. And, you know, you heard the show opener, but the show opener doesn't even touch upon what we're going to talk about in this episode with Gabriella. You know, look, life alchemy. Really? Yes. This is a tool that you're going to hear about, the tool that Gabriella used to transform her world. Gabriella, thank you so much for picking this topic. You know, tell me a little bit about this. Why is this important to you?
You know, I got inspired to talk about this. First of all, this changed my life. But besides that, I got inspired by a message we received on our website chat on the weekend. It was about this woman inquiring about the upcoming Terra Healing class. And while she was asking questions about the date and the time, she said, listen, the reason that I want to learn this is because my therapist used this technique with me, and it was the only thing that actually worked for me to resolve issues that I've been working for a long time, years and years. So she said, it was like magic. That's why I want to learn it. And that's what got me inspired to share this message with everyone. And as it says in the name, it's the Theta Healing Technique, right? It's such a powerful tool to resolve overdue issues that we're holding on to, but so much more. I can't wait to share more about the potential and the doors that get open when you work with this incredible technique.
I love this. Let's explain to folks what theta healing is, especially when we're talking about the theta brainwave. What I love about this is, you know, we have similar stories. And, you know, for me, I entered this arena really a novice, didn't understand it. But here's what I knew. Everything else I was doing was not working. It sounds like myself and the person that sent you the message had a similar experience. So what is theta healing? Let's talk about that. And also the impact on our brain, the brain waves.
That's right. So theta healing is, first of all, an energy healing modality. It's not a hands-on, like, for example, Reiki. It's a modality that combines a lot of talking and digging, and that's why it blends beautifully with coaching. It was founded by Anna Steibel, an American woman who had an incredible healing experience, and from there, this technique was born. Now, it's called theta healing because we, through a very short meditation, like a minute meditation, bring our brainwave to the theta brainwave, allowing us to access two things. One is to access the energy that flows through all things, that creative energy, the universal vital force energy. But at the same time, when our brain is in that theta brainwave, we have access to our subconscious mind, where all our inner blocks and baggage is comfortably sitting there. And then we can pull what doesn't work for us and shift it. So it's really about rewiring our beliefs at the core level, really going deep to discover exactly the root of what's holding us back. What is the pattern? When was the pattern created? How can I undo that pattern? Because our brain, right, has that capacity to change itself, has the capacity to rewire itself. And by doing so, creating new ways of feeling, new ways of seeing life, right? Creating space for more joy, purpose, and attracting different things. Because the premise here is that we attract into our lives situations that are exactly a match to the belief system we have at the subconscious mind level, not consciously, subconsciously. So I would say that theta healing is mostly famous for the belief work to undo those limiting beliefs easily. It's big internationally, but I can tell you what attracted me to this technique the most, because I have, obviously there are many modalities, beautiful modalities to do inner healing and to work on our mindset. And I am certified in a few of those, but this one in particular, right, resonated with me. And what I found it to be different is because it's very logical. It allows me to truly understand how my brain is working and what it's doing. And for me, that's important. I think there are a lot of people that need to understand and make sense of what's inside and what's managing our lives, right?
Yeah.
So it suits that logical side of me. It provides change fast, which I love, right? My students know I'm all about efficiency. And it's also simple. There are no symbols, no rituals, no protocols. Basically, it's a simple way to connect and shift energy so you can create a different reality. It correlates what's going on in our lives beautifully with what's in our brain. And when you realize that, oh my God, this, right? This has been happening. This challenge that I had in my life was created by this pattern, is created by this pattern that was created 20 years ago in my life.
Yeah.
Then you realize that if you have the power to create this, you also have the power to discreate it by shifting your belief system and create something new.
Yeah. Let's talk about how it works, because here's the thing that you're saying. I love that you're taking this on, and I love that you're giving us a tool. You know, many years ago when I lost my job, I was in therapy and I was petrified. I thought my life is over. I'm never going to be able to do this, never earn money, never blah, blah. Long story, but here's the punchline. The punchline is my therapist said to me, where are you getting that belief from? Pat, have you ever failed at anything in your life? I mean, is there anything that when you put your mind to it, you haven't been able to do? Now, this is a longer story, but this belief carried me forward until I met this modality. And what I discovered about it, it wasn't mine. My dad had lost everything, his business, right? He lost everything. And we lived with him in this loss for all of our lives as kids because he would not move beyond it. But you see, how long did that belief, come on, 9 years old, right? So what you're saying is, we can uncover it, we can discover it, we can remove it, and we can do it through Theta Healing because of what you're about to tell us, correct?
That's right. We can definitely, definitely discreate that pattern and create a new one, as long as we understand how are we using it right now. You realize when was it created? When I was a child, it comes from my dad. How does it serve you to have it now? Once you understand how does it serve you to have it now, and this is part of the questioning or the digging technique that we teach with Theta, and what you learn from it, we're able to discreate it. And it's simply magical. It's incredible. Because think about it, Dr. Pat, are we truly wired to be happy? Are we truly wired to be prosperous, to thrive? Or are we more wired to survive, to keep small, to be like our ancestors were? I would say the latter, right? We are very wired to follow the patterns of our family. And there's a reason for that. The brain loves following patterns because then there's predictability. We don't like change. The brain wants to know what's going to happen, wants predictability to keep us safe. But at the same time, we don't want to live like our ancestors, right? If your father or my father were stuck in a job they dislike and felt they had no choice but to stay there until retirement, we don't want to live like this. No. So we want to live better, but that means that we also have to do an update in our internal mm-hmm. software. It means we have to undo the paradigms that match the old way and shift those for new paradigms, paradigms of thriving, not just surviving, but thriving. And that's what this beautiful technique provides, among other things. We're going to talk about other benefits. It's a very narrative style approach that allows us to find the correlation between what's going on in my life right now and what's creating it. And then basically, it's showing me, before we change anything, that we are not victims. that there's a lot that we can do, that we co-create our lives. But that brain that we have is not a black box. These techniques allows us, it's not a black box. I can actually go and understand and see exactly what's creating this in my life now. With Theta Healing, we distinguish four different levels of belief system. We have the belief system that we acquire since we were children, mostly from our parents or our care providers, right? And these are all the beliefs that we have built, we have absorbed, accepted in this lifetime. For the most, in the first 7 years of our lives, when our brain is mostly on Theta brainwave. Then we have beliefs that we also carry from past generations. We call them the genetic level. And these beliefs actually sit in the pineal gland of our brain. And we have a lot of genetic beliefs, vows, oaths, resentments, stuff that actually have nothing to do with us, but we carry them from past generations. And then we have the beliefs from the collective consciousness too. And we saw that very strongly during the pandemic, how these beliefs popped for people. Some people were reacting from a place of fears, others were more cool. So we have the collective consciousness fear, we have past lives too. And then we have the beliefs that our soul carries that are more connected with our existence in this planet and the bigger picture and what we're here to do. So the first step working with Theta Healing is to identify the challenge that somebody wants to discreate in any aspect of their lives. It could be in their relationships, it could be in their career, financially, health, weight loss. And I'll give a few examples in a moment. So we identify the challenge, and then we take the client through these digging questions with their eyes closed. And when we're dealing with these questions, we're basically going from the current circumstance that is pretty much here in the front of our brain, all the way with every question we go at the back of the brain, where our subconscious to the limbic system to understand where is this coming from. For me, the most astonishing part is to realize that for the most, the issues that we start with have nothing to do with what we find. No, people come with issues about money, and then the core belief, the bottom belief about that has nothing to do about with money. So that's the first part. We dig all the way to the back to identify what's that belief, and then we ask, where is that? What your therapist asks you, where is that coming from? It could be coming from your childhood, but maybe not. It could be coming from past generations, your parents, your grandparents. It can go up to 7 generations back. It could be coming from other lifetimes, from the collective. So we also want to know, where is this coming from? And then we ask, what have I learned from this? How does it serve me to have it? And we can validate. That's the coolest part. You can validate if the belief is in the subconscious mind using the muscle test technique. And many modalities use muscle testing, right? So you can muscle test. Now you have a confirmation that there is a limiting belief. You dig, you identify it, you muscle test to make sure it's there. And then the practitioner, not the client, the practitioner will connect to the Theta brainwave in a very quick manner, 30 seconds, and will ask permission energetically to shift that energy and to replace it with something better, with a new perception, right? For example, I can replace protection coming from fear or motivation coming from revenge to be motivated. I'll replace it to be motivated with purpose, right? So we can change those beliefs. And when we do that, and energetically the practitioner will witness the energy shift, once we're done, which will take the practitioner 5 minutes, you can ask the client to muscle test and see if the belief changed. So you also have the proof that the belief has changed. It's the before, the 5 minute work, and the after. And that's what makes it very, very efficient.
Yeah. Now, burning question for everyone, and I knew it was for me. And the question that came up is, can it be learned? Can I learn this technique, Gabriella? And the reason I bring that up is because It's so powerful. You know, a lot of times when we hear about these tools and these modalities, you know, people will tell us, oh, no, you can't learn it. But where are we with this? Can people learn this? And then what are you all doing to help us learn it?
Absolutely. And the Thera Healing Institute, the Think and Vayana have created such a wonderful learning platform. So absolutely. So instructors, I'm an instructor. We teach individuals who want to learn this, and they, by doing so, become practitioners. We teach them the technique. The first course, which is the practitioner course, is a 3-day course in which you will learn how to connect to that energy and how to do the digging work and so much more. It's everybody can do it. Yes, we use our intuitive abilities. Yes, you're going to learn to develop your intuitive abilities, but everybody has the capacity to do that. So that's what's beautiful about it. It's not just that some people have a gift. We're all gifted to do this. It's like anything, a question of practice. At the Coaching Academy, we teach it. We have one course coming up on February 16 to 18. So we teach it online. And then we offer our practitioners once a month practice and continuous education so they can have a chance to practice and continuously learn this work. And it's a beautiful modality, but I don't like to use it just as a healing modality. I like to use it as a way of life because you learn to work with energy, right? So whether I'm going on a trip and I want to make sure to energetically make sure my suitcase arrives with me, or I want to clear my house from the energy that I know it's heavy there, and so many other things, teach myself new ways of feeling. So it becomes a way of life. And the kids love it. Right? They go, Mom, I have a test today. Can you give me the energy that I can remember everything that I study? I'm like, of course. So it's a great, great tool to add for you, for your family and your loved ones. Absolutely. And of course, if you want to help other people.
Where do we register? And you know, the reason I love this is because I know the energy, and people have heard me talk about 2024, the year of more. But I want to say that you just can't say it. You really have to believe it. You have to believe. And I don't know about you, but sometimes when I call bigger things in my life, the blockages that prevents me from taking action shows up. But how do people register for this? Where do they go?
They can go to coachingacademy.net. And then in the course calendar tab, the course is going to show there. It's in 2 weeks, February 16.
Okay. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about this because you mentioned it. And what you said is that you can just use, not just about healing, but you can use it for every aspect of your life.
That's right.
I don't know about you, but I've heard people openly say, I'm never going to lose this weight. Menopause. I just like, I'm going to, that's it. Never going to lose this weight. Then I've heard other people say, you know what? I lost everything in 09 and 010, and I'm never going to be able to make that money back. And I've heard people say, I borrowed so much money, I'm never gonna, whatever it is. Oh my gosh, I'm in my relationship. It's never going to work, right? You know, my family, my uncles, my grandma, my grandpa. But we say this to ourselves, and what you are sharing and what people can learn is that they can move forward. That they can heal these old wounds, right?
That's right. First of all, when we use the word healing, I'll tell you my perspective on this, okay. Right? I believe that every person needs healing, not because we are sick or ill, because healing is the process of undoing our own limiting beliefs, which are part of the life lessons we came here to learn. I'm not talking about mental health. I'm talking about healthy people also need healing. We all went through stuff and we all need to shift beliefs and upgrade our mindset. But I mean, I haven't seen a person that their life is perfect, and definitely have not seen a happy person that carries regrets, resentment, and rejection. So we all carry these three, the three R's, and we all need to work on that, right? So everybody needs healing. This modality can be applied to any challenge, any aspect of your life, whether it's, like you said, with your weight, improving patterns in your relationships that you no longer want to repeat, having more balance, healthy self-esteem, everything related to prosperity, money, success. I'll tell you how I came to discover Theta Healing is because I had started my coaching business and I realized that I had a lot of limiting beliefs that I was not aware as long as I worked for somebody else. And the only way I could actually move forward and break through in my business was to work on those beliefs that I had about success and money. So I looked for an efficient tool to work on that. And Theta Healing absolutely was, I wouldn't say it was instrumental, it was magical. I remember the session that I had and I remember what happened after when the phone didn't stop ringing. So this is a powerful tool to help yourself get unstuck in different aspects where you might feel you are not living your full potential. You talk about weight loss. I had a client that did everything to release weight and it wasn't working. Well, she was releasing and gaining and releasing and gaining, and think this is quite familiar for many people. And that's because they were addressing that only with diet and exercise. I actually asked her, please close your eyes and imagine yourself in your ideal weight. And I started digging. We learned that in the course. And I asked her, what's the worst that can happen if you're in your ideal weight? And she said, I'll feel attractive. And I said, and then what's the worst that can happen? And she said, my husband will be jealous and will fight. And I end up exactly like where my parents were. My parents were fighting because my mom was attractive and my dad was jealous for no reason. And I promised to myself, I will never do that. There you go. That promise. That's healing, right? That promise that was done when you were young to never be like your parents, you're living it today and it's blocking you from being in your ideal weight. We can undo that. I once asked a client, she says, I can't make enough money in my business. I'm so good at what I do. And when I took her through the digging, the thing was, if I make enough money, I'm independent. I will divorce my husband. And then I'll be like my parents and I promise never to do that. So it's so empowering and liberating to understand what's managing your life. It sounds funny, but it's not.
No, it's beliefs are running our lives. And you know, what we're talking about is we don't know that. I mean, they are a silent internal. It's really our own insight. It's our silent internal showstopper. They can stop us from where we want to go, or they can help us get there. But what you're pointing to is discovering, uncovering, really getting down to what the root of it is. And that's what we fail to do in a lot of modalities.
You know what, Dr. Pat? Sometimes the root wouldn't even make sense. I'll tell you that once, we're going back probably 10 years ago, I had a physical condition. And I did not understand. I said, I want to heal this. I don't want to have to treat it medically. And what I uncovered is that my mom had gone through 3 surgeries for the same condition. And I had a belief that because she went through this, I also need to go through this. And I reversed that belief and taught myself that my life is my own life. And I can be still my daughter, my mom's daughter, and be loyal to her without repeating her patterns. And the condition went away. Can you imagine that? One of the exercises we teach in the class is how to create healing in our own body. And I was doing this on myself because I was suffering from a situation. And when I went and asked to do a healing on myself, what I saw was like an image of my grandma having a medical test for that exactly same situation I was feeling. And I took her to that appointment. I took my grandma to that appointment. And I remember seeing her through the window going through this painful procedure, putting my hand on the glass to send her energy to protect her. And I didn't realize that I have absorbed her trauma and it was sitting in my cells. And when I asked to do a healing, I literally visualized, witnessed that image leaving my body, and the problem was solved. So we do that without knowing. We take on people's stories. We take on our ancestors' trauma sometimes. Yeah. And this is what we can undo with this technique. It has the healing component, it has the neuroreprogramming component, and it also has the superpowers component. And let me explain what I mean by superpowers. I tell people when you learn Theta Healing, you start driving with a Batmobile, you know, with a because now everything that I do is not just an action. So if I'm posting a post, it's not just me writing the post. I will give it the energy that I want it to be, to attract the people I want it to be, to attract. Everything that I do is not just an action. Everything we learn this with Theta Healing, the downloads, we add to that the energy of what we want. We add to that the intention of what we want. And then these are what we call the superpowers. So if I'm about to teach a class and it's a long day class, I can shift my perception that it feels like I'm teaching a 3 hours class and not a full day class. I can also manifest that I attract the right students, that I have the right words. So it's adding all that ease and grace into your life. Like I said, you do 80%, you let the creator, the energy of the creation, do the other 20%. And that's wonderful, because through Theta Healing, you learn to develop that connection with that creative energy.
Yeah. And you know, it's the kind of thing, and let's leave everybody with this. It's the kind of thing that once you really move forward and you learn it, you just continue to build up that skill. You continue to build up those superhero powers. And really, you know, you continue to also energize your belief muscle that you actually can do it. Because like anything else, where you have some doubt, maybe some reservation. And this is one of those things, though, when you watch it in action, I use the word watch it, but when you feel it in action and your life starts to change, there's nothing really quite like that, is there?
There isn't. Because you know why? You actually become an active co-creator of your life. You taste, you savor what it is to be a co-creator. And that's the most, that's when your soul remembers where you're coming from.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Gabriella, so much of what you talk about, it just reminds me of so much. And I had a dream to get a PhD when I was 17, and I didn't even know what it was. But I met a brilliant man, Dr. Arno Penzias, who developed and instructed and created and uncovered the Big Bang. This man worked for Bell Labs. I had bagels on Friday. And I remember talking with him. Now, let me just be clear. I barely graduated high school. I couldn't write a sentence. But I was so inspired by him. And he had PhD at the end of his name. And I said to him and then to Linda, I am going to get a PhD. And Linda, my best friend, who you know, turned to me walking down the halls of Bell Labs after a bagel with Arno. And she said, absolutely, you will. I hung on to that. I had no idea even how to begin it. And then I looked at Linda and I said, what exactly is a PhD? You see, sometimes the power of our beliefs will point us in a direction no matter how long it takes. No matter what you think you can or cannot do. Now, I will tell you, it took a bunch of decades to get to there, but I never stopped believing it. I think that's what you're talking about.
Because it wasn't about the PhD.
No, it wasn't.
Journey to get there.
It was the journey. And that is the most beautiful thing about what you're sharing. Again, how do we sign up? How do we register for the course?
You go to coachingacademy.net. If you click on course calendar, you are going to scroll down, see the course there, and you can register. We will send you the book and the manual printed. And we look forward to experiencing, bringing, I want to say magic, but it's beyond. It's ease and grace. It's replacing the hustle with ease and grace, which is our birthright. We all come to learn, but how we learn is our choice. Are we learning through illness? Or are we learning through experiencing and creating goals and like you had to to do a PhD. We all get to learn. We all have our lessons. However, we get to choose the learning style.
Yeah. Gabriella, thank you so much for everything you're doing.
Thank you, Dr. Pat, for sharing this journey with me.
Absolutely. And thank you all for sharing the journey, joining us on this journey. Please don't ever think you can't. Please, we're going to help you move beyond that. We'll see you next time.
You have been listening to Life Engineering, processes that combine science, wisdom, and spirituality to create a life of alignment on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join host Gabriella Embon and Dr. Pat every first and third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific for bi-weekly wisdom nuggets on how to create your perfect synergy between your mind, body, and spirit in order to realize your true potential. For more information, visit Gabriella at CoachingAcademy.net.